Hey everyone, welcome back to Depression to Drive. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving into something super powerful. Gratitude. Now, I know what you're thinking, gratitude? Isn't that a little cheesy? But trust me on this one, folks. This isn't about forcing yourself to smile at every puddle or chanting, thank you, for burnt toast. It's about recognizing the good stuff, big and small, and letting it fuel your day. Think about it, in today's world, it's easy to get caught up in the hustle, right? We're constantly bombarded with messages telling us what we don't have, what we should be doing better. It can feel like a never-ending race to the finish line. But here's the thing, true happiness and fulfillment don't come from chasing that elusive carrot at the end of the rainbow. They come from appreciating where you are right now. So, how do we cultivate this gratitude muscle? Here are 5 key takeaways that I want you to remember. First, start small. You don't need a grand gesture or a life-changing event to feel grateful. It could be as simple as savoring your morning coffee, feeling the warmth of the sun on your skin, or hearing a song that just makes you smile. Ever felt that warm fuzziness when a random act of kindness happens? Pay attention to those moments, even the tiny ones. They add up. Second, practice mindful awareness. Take time each day to really tune into your senses. Notice the colors around you, the sounds you hear, the textures you feel. This helps ground you in the present moment and allows you to appreciate the simple beauty of life. You know that feeling when you're lost in a good book or a beautiful melody? That's mindfulness in action. It's like hitting pause on the mental chatter and truly being present with your experience. Third, keep a gratitude journal. This doesn't have to be fancy. Just jot down a few things you're grateful for each day. It could be anything from a delicious meal to a supportive friend to a clear blue sky. Writing it down helps solidify those positive thoughts and feelings. You'll start noticing more things to appreciate. Fourth, express your gratitude to others. A simple, thank you, can go a long way in making someone feel valued and appreciated. It also reinforces the feeling of thankfulness within yourself. Ever heard that saying, gratitude is contagious? Well, it's true. Sharing your appreciation with others creates a ripple effect of positivity. Finally, remember that gratitude isn't about ignoring the tough stuff. Life has its ups and downs, and there will be times when it feels hard to be grateful. But even in those moments, try to find something, anything, to appreciate. Maybe it's the support of loved ones, your own resilience, or simply the fact that you have another day to start fresh. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and household responsibilities. She's often stressed and overwhelmed, feeling like she's constantly falling behind. But one day, she decides to make a small change, each morning, before diving into her to-do list. She takes 5 minutes to reflect on 3 things she's grateful for. Maybe it's the laughter of her children, a delicious cup of tea, or simply the warmth of her bed. It seems insignificant, right? But that little shift in perspective started to change everything. Sarah found herself feeling calmer, more energized, and even more capable of handling the challenges that came her way. She wasn't ignoring her problems, she was choosing to focus on the good amidst the chaos. And guess what? That made all the difference. So, my friends, remember these key takeaways. Gratitude is a powerful force that can transform your life. Start small, be mindful, express your appreciation, and find joy in the everyday moments. It's not about denying the difficulties. It's about choosing to focus on the positive and letting that light shine through. Ready to take action? This week, I challenge you to start a gratitude journal or simply make a conscious effort to notice and appreciate the good things around you. Share your experiences with me. Use hashtag depression to drive on social media and let's build a community of grateful souls together. You got this. Until next time, keep moving forward, one grateful step at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.